For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Michigan is 3 years into a decade-long strategy to improve its schools. Making Michigan a top 10 in 10 state has become the mantra for thousands of teachers and administrators. The plan values the notion that parents should have choices beyond traditional public schools. 25 years ago, Michigan took a key step toward ensuring that sense of choice, and the educational landscape has changed a lot since then. Diana Scott traveled a long way through dicey Michigan weather to brag about her school climate. She coordinates the Iron Mountain Homeschool Partnership. It's a co-op that works with that city's school district to provide online elective courses. Scott came more than 400 miles to make a presentation in Lansing. Turns out there's a healthy demand for virtual classes in the relative isolation of the Upper Peninsula.
We were pleasantly surprised when we had as many students throughout the community come in and say, hey, we really need what you're offering.
Scott and a handful of others came to the Capitol for National School Choice Week. The concept of school choice covers a lot of alternatives to traditional public education, from magnets to parochial programs, virtual classes, and homeschooling. Ben DeGroe is the Education Policy Director with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a free market conservative think tank based in Midland. He helped to plan the Lansing event.
School choice overwhelmingly has been shown to be a benefit to the schools, not just where students take their choice and attend, but also to the schools around them. And by focusing on what serves individual students' needs first, I think it can help us create a better overall education system.
This year's National School Choice Week coincided with a milestone for Michigan education. It was January 1994 when then-Governor John Engler signed charter schools into existence in the Great Lakes State.
We're 25 years into what a lot of people deemed an experiment.
That's Craig Thiel with the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. Charter schools enjoy more autonomy than traditional public schools. An authorizer, usually a school district or a university, oversees its charter, the contract outlining its academic goals. And a charter school is a market-driven enterprise.
The idea being that competition for those students, for those dollars, will lead school districts or even charters to improve their game in hopes of recruiting students, recruiting families, and therefore those dollars to operate.
Michigan wasn't the first state to allow charter schools. That was Minnesota back in 1991. But Michigan's political climate has historically offered fertile ground for them to grow. The state lifted its cap on charter schools in 2011, and today there are nearly 300 charter schools here.
In Michigan, we have some of the most lenient and generous charter school regulations across the country.
Paula Herbart is president of the Michigan Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. She notes that while a few charters are run by school systems and universities, 87% are managed by for-profit entities.
Billions and billions of dollars are going into the for-profit entities who run, quote-unquote, public schools, but who still are allowed to send those public dollars to private shareholders in the company.
Herbart's takeaway for parents mulling over a charter school option? Let the buyer beware.
What you want to make sure is, who are they answering to when they're talking about your child's achievement, where the money's going to, and how we're using those dollars to impact real student achievement?
Every Michigan public school student has their own individual funding allocation. When it comes to choice, the Mackinac Center's Ben DeGroe believes funding should be driven by what best serves the student wherever they decide to go.
So if we have policy conversations about how to do that in a way that continues to preserve the best range of options for all students, then I think that's a good conversation.
There is mixed data on the effectiveness of Michigan's charter schools. Educators are reluctant to make a blanket statement attesting to the superiority of charters versus traditional schools. But say many teachers, having parents who are strongly committed to their child's education is a common ingredient in the recipe of any successful school. In East Lansing, I'm Kevin Lavery.